Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
It is a pleasure being with you tonight. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina once again this week. It is always a pleasure being with you. The good folks over at Realside Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow, and we got a good 3 hours lined up here tonight. Got a couple of great guests coming up for you. Dave Carter is going to be returning. This is a person that has so much clarity on what is going on, not just in politics, but culture, and, well, heck, he's from the panhandle in Florida, so he can tell us a little bit about the hurricane that just happened as well. We are going to be talking tonight a lot about the politics of the day. And, you know, listen, I got to tell you something. And by the way, you can always give us a phone call tonight at 855-REAL-JOE. Find us online at joemessina.com. You can watch live as well. You can see my ugly mug there. 855-732-5563 is the number. It is the last day of August. We're heading into September tomorrow. We got a Labor Day weekend coming up. I hope everybody's got a nice few days to take off and relax a little bit. But a lot of news, a lot of political news. What many people thought was going to be very, very predictable, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, he rose to defend the honor and the character of District Attorney Fannie Willis. Yeah, I know. It probably doesn't come as a surprise to you. Apparently there was 2/3 of the state legislature that were looking to have Fannie Willis removed from her position because of this, what many people believe, not just on the right, but many libertarian voters, a lot of people, liberal folks like Alan Dershowitz, are all seeing as basically a political vendetta. And you want to know how it's a political vendetta? They're actually going to be live broadcasting. The feed will be everywhere. Yeah, I said this the other night here at Realside Radio. I'm old enough to remember the O.J. Simpson trial, right? I mean, we were all just mesmerized. I forget the guy's name, but Greta Van Susteren was one of the two CNN contributors. And I had a home office working from home, and I don't think I got a lot of work done those few months the O.J. Simpson trial was on. Johnny Cochran and Kardashian and Robert Shapiro and, oh, my goodness. They call that the trial of the century. Well, folks, I think we got another one coming up here. And, listen, Am I interested in watching it? Yeah, you know, you'll watch it as well. I'm sure you will. But the fact is that the Republicans and the Democrats are a unified party. They are the Uniparty. And voters to the Uniparty are absolutely irrelevant in the system of these two private corporations that are dictating to you who the nominees are going to be. I mean, after all, Joe Biden's DNC will not allow any debates, no discussion whatsoever of RFK or any of the others, Marianne Williamson. They just will refuse. And they are not going to even allow, in some cases, we are now having discussions that there are some states that may not even allow Donald Trump on it. There are people that are trying to stop that from happening. Now, whether you align with the Democrats or the Republicans, it doesn't make a difference in my mind these days. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your vote. Oh, they'll buy your vote in the swing districts of the swing states because that's where they win or lose. But voters are not part of the RNC or the DNC construct. You are irrelevant. And I'm just going to say that this is all about the private corporations. That is who controls the political parties today. And the Georgia Republican apparatus is near the top of that GOP establishment structure. And they have total operational control. We saw this back in 2020. Georgia voters, in their mind, are even less relevant than other states. I mean, you think in a state which most people now consider as purple, you'd think that voters would be just as important as they are in other states. But they are that is a closed party state. This is much in the same way that you see of the districts and the municipalities in Red China or in Russia. Georgia has control of the private party officers. And if you live in Georgia and you try to affect political change, if you have the audacity to organize, you're going to be removed. And that's ostensibly how we're seeing Brian Kemp running his state. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more with Dave Carter coming up after the break here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. This is the first of 3 hours, but a lot more coming up. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And come on. Hope you guys are all doing well tonight on this Thursday and first of 3 hours here at Realside Radio. And always delighted to have returning to the show the one, the only, the Dave Carter online guy. Yes, it's Dave Carter. Welcome back to the show. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dave? Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too, and to speak with you.
You look great on radio, you know?
Oh, well, thank you, good sir. Dave Carter writes regular opinion columns. He's a political and cultural, let's just call you a prognosticator of prognosticators. You write terrific articles over at Ricochet, a contributor also at The Federalist and Conservative Review, and host of the podcast, The Dave Carter Show, which can also be heard on Ricochet and at DaveCarterOnline.com. First of all, Dave, good sir, you were just down the road from this hurricane. Tell us a little bit about your experience there in the panhandle.
My experience was just serene. It went just to our east, and it was kind of a close call the night that it was coming in. It started like looking like it was shifting a little bit to the west, which would run it up toward Apalachicola, perhaps a little bit west of that, which would put it on a straight trajectory for Panama City. So I thought, you know, I love my little cottage by the water here, but it's surrounded by a lot of large oak trees, and they already battled Hurricane Michael and have been weakened because of that. So while my cottage might stand up, it won't withstand a tree falling on it. So I went over to my girlfriend's house a little further inland, and it's her son's house. It's very well fortified, and they've already taken the big trees away from there, so I don't have to worry about that. So I went over there for the night and came back here the next morning when the storm passed to our east. And, I mean, there wasn't a leaf out of place over here, so we dodged one on that one.
Well, good, 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 good. I know, you know, a lot of people took flooding, and as a survivor of the hurricane here in Southern California last week,
I
you know, you have to raise your eyebrows when they talk about how bad it's going to be, because we basically got 4.5 hours of rain last week, and that was it. But it looked pretty bad in some quarters in Florida, so I'm glad you made it through safe, Dave.
Yeah, it was fine over here, not to negate at all what other folks went through, but we dodged a bullet.
Yeah. So I've been looking forward to talking with you because, you know, you always give a terrific perspective and an overview, micro and macro, on all things. And right now, all things seem political. There's a couple of subjects I want to really get your opinion on. First and foremost, I was talking before the break that we have Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who is, he basically defended the honor of the corrupt district attorney, Fannie Willis, down in Fulton County, negating what the Republican Party and the House of Georgia wanted them to do, which was to dismiss this case with prejudice. And Kemp basically ignored it. Dave, you and I have spoken a lot of times about this. You remember in 2010 Tea Party? They caught the corporate Republican Party off guard.
Oh, they caught them flat-footed, yeah.
Yeah, total flat-footed. GOPE came back hard in 2012, and, of course, we saw the counterinsurgents Tea Party in 2016 basically get Donald Trump elected. Are we looking at a uniparty here with Georgia Democrat, Georgia Democrats and Georgia Republicans basically not making, there's no difference in how we see them, how we view them, because their impact and their effect basically is one of the same?
Is the populace with the governor on this move or not?
Well, the state Senate in Georgia apparently had the votes to dismiss, and he ignored them.
Okay, so I assume then that the governor was a never Trump guy at some point, or he sounds like he's got his own little crusade that he's waging. But you're right. We talk about the GOPE, that wing of the Republican Party, along with I guess pretty much all of the Democrat Party, have formed their own uniparty. It's the party of big government.
It's the party of big government, which is really the party of corporations today, in my mind. I mean, Republican and Democrat politics are really structurally a club. And if you do not belong in that club, I mean, we can see what's happening right now with the DNC and RFK and Marianne Williamson. They won't even give them a debate. They won't get, they're just blocking out the primaries. So it isn't just GOPE. It's DNC, GOP, the corporate club are determining who we get to choose, meaning they get to choose, to run the country.
I don't doubt it. I hadn't thought of it really in that way before, but I may have been a little bit too simplistic in my thinking that it was just the elites. And I may be phrasing it a different way, but maybe thinking close to what you're looking at, is that it's just the elites of both parties, or the elite class and everyone else. I've been mulling around this idea that systemic oppression might actually exist, but not the way that people talk about, and that the dividing line is class. It is the elite and everyone else, and the rest of us will do what we're told to do and be happy for it, apparently, is what they're thinking. Is that kind of close?
I think you're 100% correct. In my opinion, I think it's all the classism is exactly what we're talking about, because what happens is that if you go to Washington as a China breaker, somebody that's going to come in and be a disruptor to the system, within 10 seconds, you are put in line. You are put on notice. If you do not vote this way, you will not be on any you will not be on any of our committees. If you do not vote this way, we will not back you for re-election. And so you can go in, and whether you are an AOC on the left or what's her name in Georgia?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Brain fart there. And on the left, on the right, and you could see that they, you know, both of them have been somewhat curtailed and come back more towards their whether it's Pelosi or Mitch McConnell, which I want to talk with you about a little bit later. So yeah, I mean, there really is little room for the disruptors.
I think your point is further underscored by the example of Donald Trump descending down the escalator, someone who didn't need the corporations or anyone else. He was his own guy. So when he showed up as a disruptor and said, I'm going to turn Washington, D.C. upside down, these people took him seriously. He was an existential threat to them, which is why they've never forgotten or forgiven him. And that's one reason why they're going after him. As he said, they're not after him. They're after us. And he's standing between the two.
Absolutely. Listen, we're going into a quick commercial break here with the news. Tell everybody where they could find you. And when we come back, I want to talk with you about this just insanity that we're seeing with these octogenarians that are not able to do their jobs. Dave, tell everybody where they could find you, please.
Well, you can find me in Panama City trying to stay away from hurricanes, but also at DaveCarterOnline.com and at Ricochet.com, where you'll find a podcast and all kinds of mischief happening there.
Terrific. And folks, we're going to be right back here at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, I should say. Stay around. We've got news, and then we'll be right back here with Dave Carter. And this is Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to charges in his election interference case in Georgia. He also won't appear for arraignment as scheduled next week.
That's because he has waived his scheduled arraignment that was set for Wednesday morning and waived his right to appear before a judge during that arraignment.
Correspondent Blaine Alexander. Trump and 18 co-defendants face racketeering charges. Also Thursday, the judge in the case agreed to allow cameras in the courtroom for all proceedings going forward, live feeds, which will be streamed on YouTube. Preliminary estimates show Hurricane Idalia may have caused between $12 billion and $20 billion in damage. That's according to Moody's Analytics, which said Thursday the price tag won't be nearly as high as other major hurricanes. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ian caused more than $110 billion in total damage last year. It was the third costliest U.S. hurricane on record. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
America, please, for the love of all that is holy. Oh, my goodness. What are we doing to this country? Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Happy Thursday, everybody. First of 3 hours tonight, we've got a rollicking good time starting night right now with our good friend Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com coming to us live from the Panhandle in Florida. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Got to ask you a real quick question. I want to get right into it with you.
Yeah.
We've got Dianne Feinstein being wheeled around, and basically she is Weekend at Bernette's. We've got Joe Biden, who is on a good day, might be able to do 2.5 hours of work. We've got Pelosi in her 80s. We've got, and then all of a sudden we've got Mitch McConnell, who apparently has just been cleared to resume his schedule as planned. I don't know if you saw this breaking news, after he froze again at a Kentucky press conference today. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but this was deer in the headlights, stroke victim. I don't know what is going on with him, but it is absolutely horrifying. If I was his son or his family member or somebody, It's you know those old cartoons when you stick in that long hook on stage and just pull them off?
Right, yeah.
Okay, this man needs to get off of the political stage and go sit in and enjoy his remaining years. What are we doing as both sides, both left and right, having these octogenarians not leaving the stage well after their shelf life has expired?
I saw the video of him with the stare yesterday and then again today, and I saw the one a few weeks ago when the same thing happened. First thing I thought of is he looked like Dan Quayle on a spelling bee. But
potato.
Yeah, right. But you know, I don't think, and I may be an outlier as far as this is concerned, and it wouldn't be the first time, but I don't think it's an age thing as much as it is a cognition issue. I've known people that well into their 90s
There's a gentleman that I adore back in Memphis, my ex-wife's family, and he's wonderful. He's in his mid-90s, and he's sharp as a tack. If he's in a room, he's the sharpest and the smartest one in the room, period. I think it is a cognitive issue, and Father Time does what he wants over with the different individuals. And some people, my dad passed away at 74, and he was in rough shape, and this was a brilliant man all of his life, and then the decline was rapid. So for whatever reason, McConnell, certainly Joe Biden, who looks like he's going to do a face plant in the oceanal at any moment, and Dianne Feinstein, they just need to be led off the stage, as you say. Somebody needs to tell Mitch McConnell, it's been great. You've done, we applaud your service to the country. But at this point, at this moment in time, we need someone who can step up and handle all the challenges associated with that position. Doesn't mean he has to leave the Senate.
Dianne Feinstein hasn't left the Senate either. But
that's true.
Listen, Dianne Feinstein is not looking at bills deciding on what she's going to be voting or not voting for.
No.
Okay? Dianne Feinstein is being changed. Okay? I'm talking like diaper changes at this point.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It's really, really uncomfortable. And let me tell you something. There's a poll that's come out, just came out this week, and it isn't Fox News. It isn't a right-wing-leaning website. It isn't Rasmussen. It's the AP. And the AP shows that 70% of all Americans do not want to see a re-election campaign between Donald Trump and Biden. 69% of Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run because they believe the words are old. He's too old. When we're talking about what we're seeing right now with Joe Biden, and you say face plants into his oatmeal, it's absolutely correct. If it's not oatmeal, it's tapioca. It's one of the two, maybe rice pudding.
Right.
Okay, we are ostensibly looking, and I think Nikki Haley said it, and she was absolutely correct. We're looking at if they can drag his carcass across the finish line next November. I would say by February of 2025, it's President Kamala Harris. What say you?
Right. Yeah, I think that's the case. And she's no picnic either when it comes to being on the ball. So there's bad and then there's worse. I don't know what the deal is, but their families need to be held accountable somehow, and they need to wise up and get these people off the stage before it just. Well, it's falling down around us as it is. I mean, our adversaries overseas can see a man moves around like he's older than cave paintings, and so they can see the issues associated with that, and they take advantage of the country as a result.
Yeah. I don't know if you watched the Tucker Carlson interview with Viktor Orban. The president of Hungary. It's online. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And Orban, who liked Trump, basically, and I'm going to paraphrase horribly here, but ostensibly he believes that the world is much worse off since Trump was, whatever you want to call that last election, didn't win.
Sidelined.
Okay, sidelined, thank you. And we now have, a very weakened America, and the world needs a strong America. And I don't know. Let me ask you this. There's a lot of murmurs and rumors right now that obviously we know Joe Biden isn't pulling his own strings. And the question is, well, who is? And the discussion is, this is Barack Obama's third term. What do you agree?
Oh, I agree 100%. I've joked about Joe Biden looking like Walter, Jeff Dunham's puppet. But I think it's not Jeff Dunham. I think it's Barack Obama in the background. And he said as much previously that he would like to be freed of the obligations of the office. You can be in the background and kind of masterminding what happens. And I believe him. And if you consider that a great deal of Biden's staff are holdovers and representatives from the Obama administration. So, it's been a smooth transition, don't you think, in that regard, that from one president to the other, from Obama to Biden?
I think so. I think you're absolutely correct. Okay. I haven't spoken with you since the world-famous mugshots come out. It now looks like, and I was talking before you came on the air, that, you know, we talk about the trial of the century. We all remember where we were for those months. Johnny Cochran and Robert Kardashian and Robert Shapiro were there on CNN with Greta Van Susteren. I think they are now going to be, apparently, this trial in Fulton County is going to be broadcast live. So, I mean, from an economic standpoint, I think that's going to just shut down the economy because nobody is going to be working.
Well, people will be calling in sick that day.
Those weeks, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talked at the beginning here about what, you know, what they're doing in Georgia. So share with me. You and I have a love-hate relationship. I think we feel fairly close in our opinions of Donald Trump. Great on policy. Frustrating as hell when we're dealing with his, you know, other issues. What say you in regards to the indictments, the mugshots, the court cases, and how that's going to impact the election next year? It's a lot to that question.
Well, the mugshot, I mean, you couldn't have scripted one better than that. You couldn't have rehearsed one better than that in terms of the galvanizing effect that it has. You know, we talked previously in the last segment about the antipathy toward Trump because he was the outsider who could actually throw the place upside down and change a lot of things, and it scared the hell out of the people that live there and that work in the D.C. area. They went after him because they want to change us. Well, the more that they indict this guy, the more that they go after him, the more slings and arrows that he takes, the more that people will look at him and say, you know, there's a reason why they're going after him like this, and I think he's going to become like the martyr is not a great term, but they're trying to crucify him, and he's going to get a lot of people on his side just because they know that it's rigged. They know that there's at least a two-tiered system of justice, and they're on the wrong side of it, just like Trump is, and they're seeing what they're doing to him. I think that he's going to garner more support as a result of all this, to be quite honest.
Well, the polls show that you're absolutely correct, but the question is, what's going to happen in a year from now when they start throwing the Democrats start throwing the abortion word around? Because I think that's their only way that they can win an election right now. And so apparently people don't seem to be worried. Now we haven't seen the trials and we haven't seen him whether he's been convicted or not. Can you stick through the break?
Of course, yes.
I'd love to continue this discussion with you because we've got Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com. We're hitting all the big issues here tonight, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back in just a few minutes after the break at Realside Radio.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100.
ShopSuperTea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, you guys all make my day, allowing me to sit in here. Well, this is twice in 1 week. It's a lot of fun joining you all at Realside Radio across 67 stations on the GCN Radio Network. And thoughts are going to those of you who have been impacted by the storm in Florida. It looked like a bad one, and I hope you guys all recover fairly quickly. Dave Carter, DaveCarterOnline.com. You can find fantastic podcasts and articles. And just the prognosticator of prognosticators. We were finishing up before the break there, Dave, and I kind of threw a loop at you there, talking a little bit about the election and what we're seeing in the impact of the litigation that's going to keep Donald Trump mostly off the campaign trail. We saw March the 4th is the first the beginning of the trial in Fulton County. That's right before Super Tuesday. And so let me ask you this. I talked about this on Tuesday night. If you were Donald Trump's team, knowing that you're not going to be able to do the huge rallies a day before before these big primaries that are going to be happening, where we saw him, 25, 50, in some cases, 75,000 people that were standing in front of him. He's not going to be able to do that this time around, but he is going to be in the front steps of courthouses across the country. What would you do if you were Donald Trump or advise him to do?
I would tell him, I would suggest, you don't tell him anything apparently, but I would suggest that he embody that mugshot, the defiance. That is what people understand. I'm going to quote Newt Gingrich very quickly here because he made a point the other day. He said, I think many people who may or may not like Trump's personality, but they look at this and they think, here are my choices. I'm going to side with a totally corrupt administration, or I'm going to side with the guy who has the guts to stand there and take the beating and keep coming. He's got to embody that. He's got to remain defiant and speak just the plain, flat-footed truth about what they're doing to him and what they don't do to people in their own party who do much worse. Remember, he was impeached for looking into the possibility of Biden corruption, and now we find out that Biden is corrupt. and they're slow rolling any consequences for him. So it's plain. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see exactly how obvious it is that we've got a two-tiered system here. And he needs to emphasize that point. And I know that I think the judge is going to try to hamstring him in some way about what kind of comments he makes, but I would remain defiant if I were him, very defiant.
It almost seems insurmountable. I got to tell you, I'm a glass half full guy, and I think you are too.
Whiskey,
thank you. What we're looking at here are not just the indictments, almost 100 charges, and he has to win every single one of those to not go to jail. Every single one. We're not just looking at the bureaucratic machine of GOPE that's against him, as well as the mainstream media and the institutions. I mean, let's face it. They went after him before the election. They went after him after the election in 2016 through 2020, made up lies that led to impeachment, all based upon lies. They went after him after he lost the last election, quote unquote. And now they are trying to put him in jail. And as Tucker said, I was listening to Tucker and Adam Carolla. It's a on YouTube, folks. You want to check out this interview with Adam Carolla and Tucker Carlson. Carolla interviews Tucker. And Tucker says, what's the next step? They're going to kill him. They're going to assassinate him. Because they cannot afford for this man to win again. And they've done everything short of that. And Carolla laughed at it and Tucker said, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. He needs to reevaluate his security. Now, what we're seeing, Dave, is, and Trump called out on this yesterday, that the left-wing lunatics are now trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates to allegedly interfere with the 2024 presidential election again. Because why? Because it worked in 2020. And we're now starting to see that. They're locking down certain schools, and certain hospitals and institutions are now requiring masks. Do you think America has the appetite and will go back to that, or I don't know? Do you think we've just been fooled too many times?
Parts of America will, but parts will not. And it may be Florida and Texas and a few securely red areas. But people where I live and in Texas and other places, folks that I know are saying, no, we are not going to play this game again. They even came out after all this was done and said, you know, the masks really weren't all that successful, and we really did a lot more harm than we did good. So at this point, it would be a blatant power grab. Last time they had at least the veneer of medical science, we thought, perhaps with them. Now that's gone. So I really don't think that dog's going to hunt, to use a Bill Clinton phrase.
Not only were the masks not helpful, but now National Institute of Health studies, and by the way, you can't find this in almost any media, but this is the NIH. So just when I say this, this isn't, again, some crazy right-wing, you know, deep study. NIH, National Institute of Health, has come out and stated that if you are using your N95 masks. This is the mask where everybody is supposed to be wearing. Everybody knows the cotton masks are useless.
Right.
If you're using the N95 masks, according to the NIH, it leads to toxicity in your blood system and cancer. Cancer. National
wow.
Institute of Health. Study finds wearing masks for 30 minutes exposes to toxic chemicals. The study found that several disposable masks, including the N95, contain more than 8 times the U.S. recommended limit of toxic volatile organic compounds. Where is that in the news?
No, you're not going to find it in a great many places. But that word needs to get told far and wide. I mean, that's wow.
Yeah,
I spent many hours wearing those things every day of the week when I was doing retail.
Yeah, it leads to seizures and cancer. That's the report. So, you know, so now they're pushing this again, and the whole idea is a lead up that we're just going to have to do mail-in balloting again, and we're going to have to do the Dropbox. And I don't think those things have been removed. I don't think Republicans have been.
No, that's a ratchet thing. Once that started, they won't go back.
They'll never go back.
Right.
They'll never go back. You and I talked about that in 2020 leading up to the election.
Right.
And it was, you know, it's like any government program. Once it's implemented, they can never, ever remove it. You know, if Republicans get the trifecta in 2024, the White House, the Senate, and the House, do you think they're still going to be able to remove the 87,000 IRS jobs that they are going to be getting over the next years?
I don't know.
Years?
Then that's what gets so frustrating is when they are given all three, you know, they get the House, they get the Senate, they get the White House, then they sit on their hands and talk and just talk. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people get dispirited and say, well, the hell with it, I'm going to stay home. So I don't know because I think it depends on which, if the GOP wins the White House, it depends on which candidate wins. If it's Trump, maybe. He's learned a lot about personnel lessons, I think, since his last time there. But, I wouldn't bet the farm on it, though. These people can screw it up real quick.
Yeah, and that's, I think, one of the biggest frustrations for people, again, going back to the discussions that we've been having tonight, and forgive me for the firing line questions at you, Dave. But
well, that's okay. Remember Thomas Sowell said that the GOP's favorite physical exercise is running for the hills, right? So
yeah, I think that's, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. And
yeah.
You know, the reality here is this. I'm worried and I'm deeply concerned. Their entire MO is they understand that it comes down to 4 or 5 congressional districts and 4 or 5 swing states. That's the election.
Right.
Okay. You in Florida, you guys are probably pretty red. Here in California, we're probably really deep, deep, deep blue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go after that congressional swing district in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and in Arizona. And okay. So the question is, do they? So I threw out to you earlier, and we're coming up for the end of the hour here real quickly. But between this 4 times indicted president who's a rapist and, you know, he's convicted and blah, blah, blah. Indicted, I should say, but maybe eventually convicted. And abortion, which is there was a special election in Ohio, which is a fairly red state now, and they came out, the voters came out like it was a gubernatorial election because there was something on the ballot to do with abortion. The Democrats have wrangled that, and I believe they're going to really be hitting that really, really hard again in 2024.
Right.
So where does that leave Trump, do you think? I'll leave it with you for the remainder here.
I think that it leaves him with the possibility, because as often happens with Jimmy Carter and other, Bill Clinton to some extent, Democrats have a habit of overplaying their hand, and they have a habit of letting the mask down so that people see what they're really up to, how much control they really want over their lives. And at a certain point, people say, oh, hell no. Now, they've got to say, oh, hell no, by a cheat-proof majority.
Yes.
But I think that the combination of them persecuting Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, you can see what they're doing. You can see
yes.
the power that they want to have. I think that'll turn against them.
Dave, tell everybody where they could find you and read you, please, and hear you.
I am at DaveCarterOnline.com, and I have the most fun on my podcast, which is ricochet.com. It's called The Dave Carter Show. You'll find it on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and carrier pigeon.
Dave Carter.
Airport radar.
Thank you so much. We'll have you on again down the road real soon, and it was a pleasure. And, folks, we'll be back for hour number two after the break. Don't go away.